Okay, we are picking up with the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and really the halachas of Tisha B'Av start with already Erev Tisha B'Av. We know that the Maharil is quoted as saying that a person should only learn on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos the things which he's allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So for example, you can learn the sad parts about the Churban, Megillas Eicha, Sefer Yirmiyahu, Halachos Avilos, the things that you'd be normally allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, things that are sad, and you're not supposed to be learning the, like your regular Gemara B'Iyun after Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av. And they have a source for that based on the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, which has the source, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Yoshin, Apostim, the Oskim B'Yerushalmi, and then the lesson Gemara continues, B'Megillas Kinos. Erev Tisha B'Av, and that was talking about Erev Tisha Chalios, B'Shabbos, B'Mincha, Elmaila. So this is some source in the Yerushalmi, everybody has their skirts in the Yerushalmi, but there is such a minute that the Maharil quotes, and there are Ma'paskins like that, there are Ma'paskins that we do not learn in Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos Ve'elech, except for things that are allowed to be learned on Tisha B'Av. Now this is not a halacha of Erev Tisha B'Av, this is a halacha in Tisha B'Av itself, that a person is learning with a geshmak on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's going to put him in a very good mood when Tisha B'Av comes in. You want to set the tone for Tisha B'Av, so therefore you should be during things that are generally going to get you in the right tone for Tisha B'Av, which is the sadness and the avilos of Tisha B'Av. Now, the Taz already is not so happy with this minhag, and he says that a person who's learning is definitely lo hefsid scharo, and he sounds like he is not necessarily upset with that. The Gra also writes that the chumri asera, and so many are more makil with this. I think that's one of the famous stories of Shetler quoting from the Beis Halevi. He used to say, you're such a machmir posik. He says, no, and he quoted this really. He says that their must says that you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, and I say you're allowed to learn whatever you want in Erev Tisha B'Av, right? I'm very makil. So that was like a joke, because right, he's allowing you to learn more Torah, so you're machmir on the lachas of learning, as opposed to the kula of that. But anyway, so that is the shita of the Ramah during the weekday. So now, does anything change when it is going to be Shabbos? So this year we know that Tisha B'Av is going to be on Shabbos, so many Rishonim hold that already those Rishonim, the Maharil that we quoted, that you don't say Pirkei Avos. That was the minhag they always quoted Pirkei Avos. Many still do that. Some shuls still do that nowadays. So that is going to be, you don't do the Pirkei Avos already from Chatzos. And when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shechal Yasmer Shabbos, so you have those, again, the same people arguing with there, Maram and Lebrin, and others say that he definitely could be Mekel, and they say it in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Iker is like the Taz, and Rav Shlomo Zalman used to allow his yeshiva to learn the whole day, until at least Mincha for sure, learning the regular Siddurim they quoted at. So that would be something which is one can definitely rely on. However, there are those machmirin that, based on the Magen Avraham, he writes that the whole thing is Darim Shebetzina you should be learning the whole day, even before Chatzos, because it's a Darim Shebetzina. Things are in private. We know, like a person, we're going to be machmir on Tashmish Shabita. I don't know if I'll get it, so I'll just say it now. The halacha is that we are machmir to Machlokas, if I remember correctly, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. We're machmir the Ashkenazim to the Tashmish Shabita is going to be usher to one relations one wife on this coming Shabbos, because that's considered a private matter. Private matter, we are no hig. So Magen Avraham says learning your own halachas of Torah is going to be a private matter. So therefore, you should learn only things which are roy the entire Shabbos. So that, at least by the daytime, some are makbid for that shita as well, to only learn it for the day. And then again, you don't really lose anything in the dafyum, you have different things. Shnei Mikra, even those are machmer, by the way, Shnei Mikra, they are more makel on. Everybody agrees with Shnei Mikra, because that's like the Seder Yom, if something you have to do. Even after that, you'd be allowed to finish up Shnei Mikra. That is even that point, those are machmerim. So, but other things, then again, there's lots of room to be makel. But then there's the regular, again, so we had the ones who say the entire Shabbos you're allowed to learn. We had those who say, no, the entire Shabbos you should be learning privately, and then we have the regular, say that's the regular day of the weekday, they should learn after Chatzos, and that's what Shevet Halevi writes, that's how he paskin, that the Rav Osner, that you can be Mekel till before Chatzos, but after Chatzos he thinks you should be Machmer. So that's a Pshara. Everybody should follow their postake with regards to that halacha, and with regards to, also there's another halacha when it comes to Hilchos Tisha B'Av that Rishonim bring down, is like going for a nice walk, together with, you know, a long walk, a nice enjoyable walk, is normally usher on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's what the Ramah quotes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis. The Shaila is, many say that's only from Chatzos, but the Shaila is, what about this year when it is on Shabbos? So there are those Achronim, the Birkei Yosef writes that you should not be done even on the Shabbos. However, the Or Letzion and other Achorim say, no, but since it's Shabbos, we're not as makpid on it, and you can be mekel. So we have different shitas. With regards to Tzidkaschan, not only don't say Tzidkaschan, then we don't say Tachanan. So Tishba, we actually don't say Tachanan because Ikre Moed, one day we hope, Emir Tashem, Bekar Mamish, that the day will in fact turn into this Moed. So maybe also on Shabbos you should not be saying, usually we don't say Tachanan, we don't say Tzidkaschan. So that's one shita in Rishonim. However, others say maybe you should say it. La Lacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that we do not say Tidkascha on Mincha on Shabbos, so we would not say Tidkascha this year either. And Avarachim, normally Avarachim we also don't say, but it's interesting, that is brought down that we would say for Ashkenazim, we do say Avarachim. Not exactly sure why, because usually, Eli Rabbah actually directly addresses this. He says that, that at the end of the day, Avarachim, you're right, the general rule is we don't say Tachanim, don't say Avarachim either, but, since Avarachim is like a kinos, so that's this is something that you're remembering, you're supposed to get in the mood for remembrance, that's kufa what this day is all about. And the Prima Gadim writes that way also, that you do write the Av, you do say Avarachim. So it seems to be that is the definitely the minute Mishnah Berurah quotes that way as well, that they do quote that. However, the Rosh does quote some who don't say it. But it seems to be the Rov, the Minhagim, is to indeed say it. So with regards to a Suda Mafsekes, we'll do one more halacha over here, is that the Gemara tells us in Tanya Stav Chav Tesam Beis that when it comes to the Suda on Shabbos, so do you have the Suda Mafsekes? So the Gemara, the Braisa that the Gemara quotes says, Tisha B'av Shechalas B'Shabbos, V'chein Eretz Tisha B'av Shechalas B'Shabbos, Olcha V'Shochot Kol Tzarku Mala Shulchan Afila Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaito, that the Lacha is, you can eat whatever you want, and there are some Rishonim that even learn that it's usur to not eat whatever you want because of the Avilus, because Shabbos is totally Docha the Avilus, and you're allowed to eat whatever you want. The Shulchan Aruch passes this way, that if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, Or on Erev Shabbos, or it falls out on meaning, because even if Tisha B'Av falls out on Saturday night, with the meaning the Tisha L'Chodesh Motzei Shabbos, it's both going to be the fastest observed on Saturday night. So the halacha with both those cases would be that there is no Suda Mafsekes, and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Ocha Baser V'Shoshayam B'Suda Mafsekes Malah Shulchan Afila Kuzur Shlomo Be'Eis Malchusa. And the Achronim break down the Magen Avraham, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham that a person mitzad avilus decides, oh, it's not right for me to have this meat and wine specifically to avoid for the avilus. That is avera. That is usur to do such a thing. That's avera hu biyado, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's not the right thing to be doing. Again, if you normally have wine or at least a bar per gafen, you should definitely have that. But you would be you should have your normal seuda. We do not have a seuda mafsekes this year. So the important point, though, is obviously you will have to stop eating by the Shkia. And with regards to the other Chamesh Yisinuyim, Be'ez Hashem, we are going to pick up on that. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to pick up on that in Mitzvah Hashem in tomorrow's daily, in the next, I mean, maybe we get today, the Be'ez Hashem, the next daily Halacha.